Unless it comes in a box, which sometimes it does, wine almost always comes in a bottle. But increasingly, wineries are scrapping that tradition and putting their precious juice in aluminum cans. The Northwest News Network's Anna King reports.
When you open a good selection of wine, you don't expect to hear this. But Ste. Michelle Wine Estates, the third largest wine company in the U.S., is testing out the market for wine in a can at Seattle's CenturyLink Field this year. I catch soccer fan Melissa Burdekin with a can in hand at a Seattle Sounders game.
That's wine in a can. Which is easier to walk up to my seat in the upper level than the sloshy plastic cup.
I can't stand that plastic cup.
That's Michael Etter, the president and creative brains behind Free Public, a new Portland, Oregon-based company in the canned wine biz.
It's not recyclable. It's just a cheap plastic cup, so it tips over really easily. Invariably, you spill some on your neighbor. It's just not the right way to drink wine.
Why a can? Etter says he watched the gourmet coffee industry, craft brewing, and hard cider all move to cans. Etter thought, why not good wine? So now he sells three varieties, red, white, and rosé, in skinny boxes, three at a time. That equals a bottle for $13. Etter wants his wine to be part of the cultural experience, like when viewing a new street mural or attending an outdoor concert, or even at your local taqueria, where tortillas are stamped out fresh. Sean Sullivan is a contributing editor for Wine Enthusiast magazine. Despite skepticism from some serious connoisseurs, he says wine in cans is taking off, partly because of millennials, who are less concerned about the type of package or the tradition of swirling and sipping.
The ease of use, the accessibility, the price point that people are hitting on it makes it very, very appealing. So I think you're going to see a lot more of it on the shelves in the time to come.
Leaders in the canned wine biz are seeing that growing thirst for cans and are investing quickly.
So this is our new SACME filler seamer.
Part of a brand new $3.5 million Union Wine Company facility just outside of Portland. Ryan Harms owns the place.
It's a brand new Italian-built canning line. This line has the ability to do 650 cans a minute.
He was one of the first to put wine in cans about 5 years ago. He debuted them at a food show.
I think in the early days when we first launched wine in a can, it was the excitement that kept us going, but we also managed the can inventory much more in a way that we were concerned that maybe tomorrow the opportunity of sales would kind of go away.
This year, Harms says he's producing double the amount of canned wine as last year, 244,000 cases of canned wine. And he plans to scale up his company again this year. He's already shipping across the U.S. and world, and other wine companies are crushing in close behind. For Here and Now, I'm Anna King.